We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, draft week. We're here. We made it, guys. It's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday all day. Have a good time. To me, this is a must-attend event. The center of the NFL universe is in our backyard. Mm-hmm. It's free to attend. We get to showcase Detroit, and there's going to be big crowds. We're talking between the 3 days, expected as many as 400,000 people.
Yeah.
I bring it up because I don't know if we're quite ready for that. If you haven't made plans for how you're getting down there, maybe start looking into that, because I think we are ingrained to hop in the car, drive down, park, and go to the event. Roads are closed. They're telling people use shuttles. I haven't used the people mover since the Joe was around. Use the queue line. Well, it only goes so far.
Right.
But people, we are not conditioned to public transit, mass transit. We maybe have to be more comfortable with that this upcoming week. So I want to know, is this a must attend for you? Have you made plans, and how do you navigate it? 248-539-9797.
I think it should be a must attend. If you're a sports fan, and this goes way beyond just football fans, the center of one of the four major professional sports is going to be in our backyard. There's going to be people coming from all over the country, all different 32 fan bases. But, you know, we know people live all over the country, all over the world. They're going to be zeroing in on Detroit. And it's honestly, we're a part of showing off Detroit. All of that is on Mayor Duggan and his staff and everybody going on down there. I just want to be there to see and feel the experience of. There's no bigger event in sports this week than the NFL draft. And we have a chance to walk out of our door, drive to wherever you can hop on some public transportation or get your spot downtown and experience all that the NFL has to offer in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the city has hosted a Super Bowl, but we're coming up on, 20 years since? I mean, these don't come around that often, and this is a three-day event, and this is going to be, it's almost like you take your pick. If you're a big junkie, you got Thursday night.
Yeah, but not everybody is welcome at the Super Bowl.
Right.
You've got to be, you either have to be really lucky, or you're going to have to shell out a ton of money. This is a free event. Or you just find a way downtown, and then you walk up to it.
And in that way, there's more people expected, you would think, than the Super Bowl. And what I'm saying is there's something for everybody. Thursday night is like, hey, you got to be there. Friday night. And then I think Saturday is going to be where a lot of families, kids, people, everybody's got the day off work. The event's 7 hours on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think Saturday, I'll be on live Thursday night with Doug and Valeni and Stoney, and we'll be on the air Thursday night. But I do want to go just as a fan on Saturday and take it all in, because this isn't going to happen. It's not like they're coming back in 10 years. We may not come back ever. That's just the reality of this. If they rotate this around, this might be your shot to see it.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously there's 31 other options in terms of hosting it locally, but who knows what the NFL will do. They're the best at printing money, and they can find different destinations to make this a fan experience. It would be hard-pressed to find that they would have it somewhere that was outside of a franchise city.
Right.
But who knows? That's an imagination that I don't have, but this is an opportunity. Who knows? If it cycles around and it comes back here in 32 years?
Yeah. 25 to 30 years?
Yeah. I mean, the goal would be to see it, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. I'll be pushing up daisies by then.
Right. So, I mean, where is this on your radar? Is this something that you are making plans to go down and be a part of? And I think it should be. I'm not telling you how to live your life. I just think this is one of those things in our backyard. I saw people freak out about the eclipse. We were kind of in the path of totality, and people made their way. This is the center. This is totality, John, here at Campus Martius, going down the Hart Plaza, that stretch in downtown Detroit. That's the center of the football universe for 3 days. And you just got to make plans to go down. We got to figure out exactly how that's going to work. I mean, do you park in one of the garages? The rates are going to be up. Certain roads are going to be closed. Or do you
if there's even a spot available.
Yeah, if there's even a spot available. Or is this one of those deals where we're going to have to go, wait, hold on. Where do I have to drive to then get on a bus? Where do I have to drive to then get on a shuttle? Where do I have to drive, take the people mover a couple stops, loop around, and find my way closer to?
Yeah, and they have, you know, you can, I forget, Heather, where it was that you could get to the information, because there are drop-off points at Great Lakes Crossing. Mm-hmm. I know that there's some in Ann Arbor. They're all around, so all you got to do is drive there, and then they'll bus you down, hop off, get back on to come back. But there's going to be some work involved in making it happen, but I think the payoff is going to be there.
I think the return, though, is going to be maybe the bigger headache, right? Everybody's going to want to leave around the same time. The Lions pick late in the night, so 29. People will stay. As it stands now. But let's say they do pick at 29. And, you know, people who go that aren't Lions fans are going to maybe want to stick around for the whole draft. They made the drive in. They've got a hotel. The number of people trying to leave after the 32nd pick, or right in that range, 29 to 32, everybody now, 100,000 people are going to leave the city in an orderly fashion. That's going to be, we're built to handle it, but I don't know if people are ready for it.
Well, I mean, just going to have to set your expectations and make sure that you're patient, because it's not going to be instantly you're back at your car and you're on the road home. It's not going to be like leaving a Tigers game or even leaving a Lions game. There's going to be some patience that will be tested. But if you get a chance to get down there, and I think everybody's going to go different days for different reasons. If you want to see, you know, all of the guys, that the 13 players that are there, walk across the stage, and Goodell, and you want to be there to boo and do all the things that, you know, NFL fans do on the first night of the draft, that's where you're going to see a lot of the stars. And then on Friday, second and third rounds, you're still going to see a lot of stars, but it's going to be, you know, it'll be tempered a little bit. And then on Friday, there's going to be a lot of guys drafted that nobody knows anything about.
Right.
But it's going to be the experience, because it happens midday. You don't have to worry about trying to get home in the middle of the night and it being dark out. It's going to happen midday. So there's a little bit of something that the NFL has baked into this opportunity for everybody.
Ticket texter, take an Uber, you moron. Okay. What do you think it's going to cost, surge pricing on an Uber? You want to play that game at midnight, 12 midnight on Thursday night? What do you think you're paying for an Uber?
Yeah,
or add a zero.
Yeah,
to it.
Where are the, you know, the pickups or drop offs and
that's the other thing. Everybody flocks to one. It's like the airport on steroids. Like everybody goes to that one place for the ride share, except instead of it being 20 people, it's like 20,000 people.
Yeah,
we're all getting in to pay $150 for the Uber down the road. I mean, that's, I don't think it's quite that easy.
Get your walking boots on and be willing to walk a little bit and get outside of the Campus Martius area, and I think you're going to have a better chance of picking up a ride share.
Let's get to Daniel in Gross Point. Daniel, you're on 97.1.
Well, it's morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good. Excited about the draft.
Yeah, easy fix. Nemo's.
Okay.
Park at Nemo's. It's free parking. They offer a shuttle bus down. $5 takes you back and forth.
All right.
Easy enough. So you've already planned stuff out.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking my daughter to school. She starts at 8 o'clock. I live right down in Grills Point. It's a five-minute drive. I'm spending my morning in downtown, so I don't have to worry about the traffic before, at least, and then we'll see what happens after. But hopefully it's a good night, and I won't worry about that.
Yep.
And Friday night, yeah, it's nice. You don't have to worry about the next morning or anything like that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.